We have Casey and Vince and Nass from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And I think I'll start by saying hello to Casey and Vince. And Casey, the mic's closest to you. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Vince and I live in Ross Township up in the North Hills. I work at UPMC in recruitment. And we've been doing Big Brothers, Big Sisters for about a little over 4 years now.
Terrific. And Vince, how about you?
Well, I'm Casey's husband. She covered where we live. I work as an engineer for Curtis Wright in Cheswick, just a little bit north of Pittsburgh. That's kind of about it. We're new parents, too, so that's made things a little bit more exciting and sometimes a little bit more challenging to spend good time with Nas, but it's been a lot of fun. And I think Nas likes Stella, and she likes him for sure. So,
so when was Stella born?
This past September.
Wow. So all of a sudden, you've got a little sister, Nas, in addition to having these two bigs in your life. Nas, how old are you, and what community do you live in?
I'm 12, and I live in Mount Lebanon, Florida Street.
And what school do you go to?
Mellon Middle School.
Well, it's nice to meet you today. What grade are you in?
I'm seventh.
And can you tell me about, just in general, some things you like to do, whether it could be school, but it could be just stuff you do for fun?
I like to game, and I like gym. That's my favorite subject.
What do you like to do at gym?
Just work out and everything.
So I'm curious. Oh, in working out, like, what are you doing? Like weights or machines?
Machines and weights.
Really? What machines do you do? I'm curious.
Like treadmills. Just machines.
That's great. Tell me who else is in your family and if you would like to give a shout out to anybody.
I would like to give a shout out to my mom because she takes care of me, and yeah.
Very good. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I never thought of that yet.
No? Any ideas?
No.
It's a little early to figure that out. Do you have any pets?
Yes.
Tell me about your pets.
Well, I have a bearded dragon and an alligator, so, yeah.
Whoa, a bearded dragon. And how big are these? An alligator?
Like, I can't really measure how, but they just get big.
Wow, those are, I didn't know you could have those as pets. Have you met those two animals, you two?
Fortunately, I've only met the bearded dragon yet. I'm a little scared to meet the alligator.
Does your alligator move quickly?
Well, he's just a baby, so.
Okay, so he's still learning how to do all of that. Well, I'd like to know a little bit about what it was like when you first met. You've been together for how long now?
A little over 4 years.
Right? That's what I thought you said. So, think back 4 years ago. What was that like for you three?
It was interesting. Casey and I are both very quiet people, and so is Nas. So it took a little while for us to, I think, all warm up to each other.
Did you have a big stare down? Or
a little bit, yeah. There was definitely one time when Nas wouldn't talk, and I played the sound of silence for him. We can kind of look back at that now and laugh. But it was definitely a little bit of a challenge because we kind of had to come out of our shells a little bit to try to help Nas get out of his. So I think it's been good for all of us. I've definitely enjoyed every minute we've spent with Nas.
Now, as a recruiter for UPMC, I'm surprised that you would be a quiet person because you've probably got to be doing a lot of talking as you do that. But do you remember it being quiet like that too?
I do, yeah, definitely. I feel like I use all my words at work. And then come home and kind of shut down. But it's definitely been good to learn more about Nas and both of us come out of our shelves.
Nas, do you remember that first day the same way when you guys met each other for the first time?
Yeah.
And how did you get to know each other? What did you do first?
Then we go to the zoo.
I think so. I think that was one of our first
That makes sense, given the animals. It sounds like you like animals, and that's a great first-time activity. What do you enjoy doing now? Do you probably get to see each other every couple of weeks or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
And are there some things that you especially enjoy, Nas?
I just like to spend time with them and, like, just play basketball with Vince and everything.
Just spending time is a great thing, isn't it? You don't necessarily have to even have something specific to do, right? You mm-hmm. can just sort of be together. Now, they're in the North Hills, and you're in the South Hills. So where do you meet?
They just come and get me sometimes.
Well, that's good. So that, 'cause it's probably easier for them to come and get you than it would be for you to go out. What do you two enjoy doing with Nas when you get together?
We've made a lot of slime, and that's been fun. but we, like you said, we just kind of usually hang out at our house. We go pick him up and, you know, watch movies, play games. When it's nice out, we'll go outside. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's excellent to know. And you three really seem like a great couple, that or trio. Now, Nas, have you met Stella yet?
Yes.
And what do you, have you ever been in the presence of an infant before, somebody that young?
Yeah.
What's it like? Or, I mean, Stella's got to be a big change, right?
Yeah. It's like, I can't really explain it.
Have you held her yet or played with her?
Yes.
And does she play back much?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. I imagine you guys don't look very sleep deprived. Where is Stella right now?
She's with her grandma.
Oh, how nice.
At home.
That helps a little bit. Well, I'm curious to learn what's going on at Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that's one of the reasons why we have Christine Pace here with us. What's new?
Hi, Larry.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us. Let's see. We have a lot going on. Actually, today after this radio show, we have Bowl for Kids' Sake at Princess Lane's in Castie Village. So right after this, I'll be rushing over there. We have two sessions of bowling today, fundraiser, and then again tomorrow we have Bowl for Kids' Sake, so it's a Big Brothers Big Sisters weekend. We're really busy.
Nas, do you bowl? Have you gone bowling?
Yes.
How do you do?
I'm not really good at bowling.
It takes time to get good at it. Have you broken 50? Higher than 50?
I think so.
Yeah,
it
takes a while to get super, super good at it. You mentioned gym before. Are there sports that you especially like?
I really like football.
Do you get a chance to play? Are you on a team?
I used to play, but I'm going to play next year.
That's terrific. Do you prefer offense or defense?
Both.
Like, you like to do both? Usually when you're young, you get a chance to do both. And you mentioned basketball before, too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. How are your foul shots?
It
takes a while.
Not that good, but sorry.
When I was your age, I used to just work on foul shots constantly, just over and over. That was what I wanted to try to do, to get better and better at them.
Can you beat your big brother in basketball yet?
He's taller than me, so I don't know.
You got me last time we played, though.
And do you guys end up playing together sometimes? It sounds like you do.
Yeah, we try to. I mean, we took a bit of time off due to the weather, but I'm excited to get back out. It's pretty nice today. Maybe we'll have a rematch. I don't know.
So one other thing I was wondering, Nas, and all the time you guys have been together, Nas, have you ever gone to see where Casey or Vince work?
I think we went to a festival. And I went to Vince's job
as an
engineer.
Yeah, what's it like there?
It's a lot of fun. I can tell you that.
Vince, what kind of engineer are you?
I'm a mechanical engineer. And yeah, we were fortunate, actually. It was shortly after we started hanging out with Nas that we had an open house because we're normally pretty closed down. And so I definitely wanted to take him. And it was a little awkward because we still really weren't talking a whole lot yet at that point. And I kind of just threw him right into the mix with my family too, because like I said, it was a rare occasion. So I wanted everyone to be able to see it that could. So it was neat. There was a lot of heavy machinery, those sorts of things that you don't see every day.
Yeah, I'll bet there was a lot to see, and you don't often get a chance to do that, so that's a pretty great opportunity. Well, I have a present for you. This is a pass to the Children's Museum, which is good for a while. You can go today, or you can come back. If you come back starting towards the end of April, Museum Lab, which is the building next door, will also be open, although there's plenty to do here today and in the weeks ahead too, including the Make Shop, which gives you a chance to build things using real stuff. So I hope you'll enjoy that. And is there anything else that you three would like to say? It's just great to have you here.
I think we're just going to be our quiet selves.
Yes. But
thank you for this, and thank you very much. This was fun.
You're welcome. It's a good thing we have Christine here. Do you need bigs or littles at this point?
Always, always, always looking for men, but we do need all bigs, and always looking for little sisters. We have a lot of boys waiting, which is why we need more men. Of course, we always want to serve as many kids as we can. So, but I think this is a great example of how easy it is. All three of them said, we just hang out. Like, it doesn't have to be about going someplace special or planning these great big expensive outings. It's just spending time together. And I think they all three said that that's what it's about. So
yeah, it can be just that simple, can't it? Well, thanks to all of you for being here with us today. You can learn more at bbbspgh.org. Maybe you would like to take the time, relatively small amount of time, to make a huge difference in the life of somebody else. Thanks to all four of you.